Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to U.S. National Politics. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown, where we bring you the news of today and what is going on in America. Today, we are honored and proud to have in our studio Jesse Rue, the National Executive for Constitutional Grassroots Movement. We understand that today in America, our Constitution is under attack. So that's why I asked Jesse to come on the show to talk about his role with the Constitutional Grassroots Movement, the effects it has had on the country, and their mission and goal on what they want to accomplish as we move ahead. Without any further ado, let me welcome into the studio my friend Jesse Rude. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, and thank you for having me on today.
Jesse, it's a pleasure to have you on and to have you educate the American people about your movement, about the Constitution, and how we need to move forward as a nation. Before we begin the show, please share with my audience a little bit about who you are and your background.
All right, so my name is Jesse Rude, and as you mentioned, I'm one of the national executive leaders for the Constitutional Grassroots Movement. And my background is I started being political as early as 17 years old. I started off writing on political blogs on Facebook, just studying the Constitution, loving the nation that our founding fathers built for us, and knowing that it's our duty to maintain the nation that our founding fathers gave to us. My background with the Constitutional Grassroots Movement is I joined them in 2018 with the last election cycle. I ended up joining them just because I was sharing my blog posts around, and they liked what I was writing, so they picked me up. But yeah, the Constitutional Grassroots Movement is simply a grassroots organization that works diligently to vet, endorse, and support constitutional candidates running for office. And I'll explain that a little more in detail when we get to that topic. But we also work hard to educate people on the Constitution, because without knowing what the Constitution says, there's no way to hold anybody accountable to the Constitution. As James Madison said, a well-instructed people alone can permanently be a free people.
Amen. Thank you for that brief introduction, Jesse. I will let you continue to talk about more about your mission. What impact as well do you want to have on the 2020 elections?
Well, the impact that I would like to see happen on 2020 elections is to see actual constitutional candidates get elected into office and maintain constitutional candidates that are already there. We currently have endorsed, I think, 13 candidates this election cycle. A couple of them have already lost the primaries, but a couple of them have already moved on in the primaries. There's a few that I'm really excited for because I really believe that they will win their seat. There's a couple that have outside shots, and I'm hoping they all make it. But I'm really hoping to start seeing people wake up in this nation to realize that we need to take a step back and look at what our founding fathers laid forth and the foundation that they built for this nation, which made it the greatest nation on the planet, and look at how we as soon as we started drifting away from that foundation is when everything started going to hell in this country. And by taking a step back, I hope people can look at the way things are supposed to be, and we can start returning to the way they are supposed to be. Because if we cannot start correcting the course soon, I don't know how bad it's going to get, and I can't imagine it getting much worse than it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. We know and understand, you and I, that our Constitution is under threat, and the left and the Liberal Democrats are trying to bypass it and trying to violate. Well, they violated Americans' rights all the time by putting illegals before American citizens. Let's talk a little bit about the founding of the Constitution. If you don't mind sharing with my audience, let's get into a little history of the U.S. Constitution. If you don't mind sharing that with us, please.
All right. So with regard to the very beginning of our nation, our founding fathers had actually appealed for peace time and time again to the King of England, begging for peace. They sent petition after petition to make amends and make concessions so that they can remain loyal to the king but have sovereignty and autonomous rulership in the new lands, the American colonies. They simply wanted to have liberty in the colonies and not be dictated to by the king, but they were still willing to be loyal to the king. But each and every time that they made an appeal to the King of England, he toned them down and basically laughed in their face until it got to the point in which Lexington and Concord eventually happened. I mean, long story short, we had people preparing for war, hoping that war never started, and as the saying goes, stand your ground, don't fire unless fired upon, but if they mean war, let it begin here. And that's when the revolution took place. When we declared independence from Great Britain, basically what I like to say is our founding fathers had declared that we will be free from tyranny. And when we wrote and ratified the Constitution of the United States, our founding fathers we're basically saying that we will now try and guarantee that tyranny never returns. And as long as we have followed that Constitution, there's never been tyranny. But as soon as we started turning our back on the Constitution, you see the government going out of control, overspending, plundering the tax revenue from the people and of the states. And as a result, we have so many bureaucracies, regulations, laws, and everything that are violating the just basic civil, natural liberties of the people. And an example that I like to use on that is you have to have a license or a permit to do anything in this country. And I'll often ask people, are you free as an American citizen, or are you permitted to be free as an American citizen? And when you put that into a straight, blunt concept like that, what can you do without a permit? Can you open a business? Can you drive? Can you fly? Can you hunt? Can you fish? I mean, you're permitted to do everything. You have to get a permit to build on your own property. And to me, I see that as totally deplorable to the Constitution and the concept of liberty that our founding fathers had fought, bled, died, and debated for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, how is our Constitution under threat today, Jesse? Can you explain that to the people?
Oh man, it's under threat in every single way that you can.
I know that was a loaded. I know that was a loaded question.
But when it comes to constitutional education, a lot of people put way too much emphasis on the Bill of Rights. Obviously, the Bill of Rights are important, but looking at the Bill of Rights, every single one of our Bill of Rights has been violated by the government, both at state and federal level. But it goes beyond that. You look at Article 1, all legislative power belongs to Congress, and the Congress is to be formed with a House and a Senate. So all legislative powers are to belong to Congress, yet we have bureaucracies regulating laws in place of Congress. We have presidents writing executive orders to force laws through, bypassing Congress. This, in of itself, this one simple thing, is catastrophic to the separation of powers that were designed in the Constitution. And another huge attack on the Constitution is actually the Supreme Court, the Article 3 of the Constitution. And in Article 3, the Supreme Court is supposed to be limited to certain cases, not all cases. Not every case should have to be heard by a federal court. And with that being said, another really crucial aspect of the Article 3 is that the Supreme Court is not the ultimate arbiter of all things constitutional. It is an opinion on a single case with regards to a constitutional question. It's not saying that with Roe v. Wade, for example, that being a perfect example, this is a case between Roe v. Wade, not all of the American people, and the law of the land. So Roe v. Wade is a case that is only supposed to apply to Roe and Wade. And when you try to enact a judicial supremacy in that sense, then you create legislatures at the bench. And that was not at all the intent of the executive branch. The executive branch is supposed to be one of the weakest branches in the government. And Thomas Jefferson once said that if you consider the Supreme Court to be the ultimate arbiter of the Constitution, it is a very dangerous doctrine, one which would place us in the despotism of an oligarchy. And it would be all that much more dangerous because the judges are appointed for life and they are not held to the elective control. And he says that the judges are no more honest men than anyone else. They are subject to the same causes of party, of power, and the privilege of their own court. So when people put so much emphasis on the Supreme Court saying, oh, well, the Supreme Court ruled this, or oh, well, the Supreme Court ruled that, sometimes they get it wrong. And when they get it wrong, if you just roll over on it and don't continue to challenge it, there's no point of even having our Constitution if the Supreme Court can literally just say anything in the Constitution is unconstitutional.
Jesse, how is your movement, your grassroots movement, having effect on gathering support throughout the country and other states? Or if people want to be a part of this movement, how can they be a part of this movement?
So the best way to reach out to this movement is to join us. The best way to reach out to this movement is to join us on our Facebook group. And when joining, there's a series of questions that will ask, like, how involved are you in politics? Can we reach out to you to volunteer? And if you want to volunteer, you can also make a post once you join the group and say you are interested in volunteering in the organization, either at state or federal levels. And the way that we try to impact getting word out is by sharing content, sharing what candidates post. Obviously, we try to bring in as many candidates to vet as possible, but we do need more volunteers. I mean, you could have a million volunteers and it'll never seem like enough. But if we had enough volunteers in every single state, we want to eventually get boots on ground grassroots that can go door to door, do phone banks, help raise donations, so on and so forth. We cannot personally handle money, but we can direct people to donate directly to the campaign. So, for example, we have Matt Gertler endorsed in Georgia, And while we cannot take any money aimed to send to them, since we are not a PAC, we're only a grassroots, we can still, when we're handing out, like, Gutlu's pocket constitutions or pamphlets or anything of that nature, we can say, if you would like to donate to his campaign, you can do so on his website or at such and such link. We also want to – we're in the process of building a press sheet, which we will be using to help publish press releases for candidates. We'll also have a list of radio stations and things of that nature to try and arrange friendly interviews with the candidates. But right now, our main means in which we help candidates is by sharing their content. Because the CGM has only been around since 2017. We're a pretty new organization. But every candidate that we have endorsed has gone through that very strict vetting process, and some of our candidates have even said that we've been the best endorsement they've ever gotten because they know it, how rigorous it is to get endorsed, and that we do everything that we can to help get them elected in the process of their campaign.
That is awesome. For those that are tuning in, this is U.S. National Politics. I'm your host, Sean T. Brown. You can always follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at U.S. Politics. In the last part of this show, I want to talk about, over the past couple of years, how Congress has maybe violated the Constitution or subverted the Constitution in their possible abuse of power in the Democratic-led Congress. We see possible violations when it comes... Go ahead. I want you to run with it. I gave you enough. I'd like you to shed light on, without me putting you in a box, some of the issues. The Trump investigation, the Russian collusion. I mean, I'll let you get into, because you have a more insight of the constitutional violations that might have been committed. Can you please, or might have been compromised, if you can share with that with our audience?
All right. So, with regards to the investigations and everything of that nature, it's kind of a mixed bag. Technically, they had the authority to try and do the impeachment, but as you and I know, it was almost all fabricated. The things that they tried to impeach Trump for weren't even things that were impeachable. They were literally just trying to impeach the president for not liking the president. And that's all that broke down to. It technically is not unconstitutional, but it is an abuse. Because they were taking advantage of the authority that they had granted to them under the Constitution for an impeachment, and just trying to find anything and everything they could to plausibly impeach him. And as we've seen, he's been acquitted. Everything's been thrown out. It was all a waste of time, a waste of taxpayer money, just a huge waste. And another thing with regards to the way Congress has been functioning is they delegate all of the powers away that they aren't supposed to delegate, and then they're assuming powers that they shouldn't have to begin with. And a good person that I always reference to with that topic would be Paul Engle from the Constitution Study. He is actually partnered with the Constitutional Grassroots Movement in educating people on the Constitution. But, there are so many things that Congress has been doing to abuse its power, passing laws that go against the Constitution, the kangaroo court that they had with regards to trying to impeach President Trump. The list goes on. I could go on all day, but I'll stop there on that one for now.
Jesse, thank you so much. While we finish up, I mean, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing history, citing issues where the Constitution was compromised. You know, I've noticed that one of the biggest challenges today in why we have grassroots movements like yourself is because our public education system does not teach the Constitution, does not teach the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, okay, civil liberty, statesmanship, and it is a shame that our public education system is lacking in educating our children about American history. And it's sad that that's why we have the challenges we do today with these various groups, these political groups, even with people in Congress like AOC, who don't understand principles of the founding fathers put together. And it's sad. It's sad. And even like the Ilhan Omars and all these other individuals who have become American citizens. This is the only country in the world that they could become a congresswoman. And you denounce the system that you're benefiting from.
Yep.
I find that hypocritical. I find it hypocritical, but I'm not surprised. So it's important that we have young people like yourself and others stepping up, talking, educating the mainstream about the Constitution, about the rights and liberties that we have. It's to protect all people. We understand the history of racism and slavery in this country. But the federal system, the laws, have been put in place to combat and challenge racism today. This is not the 1940s. This is not the 1960s. This is 2020. And if we are going to have a country, we must preserve those founding documents because they protect all of humanity within the Republic of America. Jesse, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and I hope that you will come back on again. And what I want to do is I'd like to invite you back on the show in different segments. I want to talk about the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and then even we could take the Constitution point by point and talk about some of the statutes within the Constitution that we can share. I think education is very important. And I hope that you'll come back on the show again. We will communicate offline to establish a framework where you can use my platform to help us to educate the American people.
Yeah, that would be excellent because we have quite a few partners that I'd like to showcase during those times as well, because we have numerous ways that you can reach out and get more education on the Constitution. And obviously, like I said, one of our goals is to educate on the Constitution, so I would love to be on to help educate people on the Constitution and how they can help restore the Constitution.
Jesse, thank you so much. In closing, once again, please share with our group the main website for congressional grassroots movement. I know it's all over the country. Please share if people want to get involved or people want to learn, besides, you know, coming or listening to my show. What website can they go to, or what resources can you direct them to that could assist them in gaining more information, and if they want to participate in this movement, how they can go about doing it?
All right, so the best website to go to is constitutionalgrassrootsmovement.org, or you can find this on Facebook. Those are really the only two means of getting in contact with our organization and seeing what we're doing at this time. Though we are looking to be starting a podcast in the near future, which I'll have more information on that when we have it going.
No worries. If I could help you in any manner with getting the message out, you are more than welcome to use my platforms for your organization's voice until you guys set up your podcast or your blog talk radio station. Please, you'd be more than willing. We could just set up dates and times with you or other people within your organization to come on and talk about the movement and the Constitution. Thank you so much, Jesse, for your work in helping our nation heal itself and correct our shortcomings by raising the level of consciousness on the foundation of what this country was built on. God bless you and your family. God bless everyone that is assisting you in this movement. I think it's very, very important and it's very, very noble and honorable of you to fight for the rights of all Americans. Thank you so much, and God bless you, Jesse.
God bless you.
Okay, for those that are tuning in, this is U.S. National Elections, and we're going to be here every Monday. Join us next week. We will have Meet Bianca Garcia, President of Latinos for Trump, at 4 o'clock. Once again, you can follow U.S. National Politics on Facebook and Twitter. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at Right Talk Host. You can also follow me on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Host. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We want to thank our guest, Jesse. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Rude. Excuse my pronunciation if it's wrong, Jesse. We want to thank him for coming on and helping to educate the American people on the Constitution, its value, its importance, and the shortcomings that we face in America today. Please stay tuned. Please, we will follow up. We will have Jesse back on again or some of his colleagues that are within the grassroots movement so we can continue to educate the American people on the founding documents that was placed before this country became a republic that helps to shape our freedom like no other country or republic in the world. Thank you all. God bless you all. Please stay safe. Please remain social distancing. Make sure you wash your hands. And I pray for all those who have lost loved ones for COVID. I pray for all those who are sick. And I want to thank in closing all of the first responders, all of the frontline workers, gas station attendants, pharmacy, food store staff, for putting their lives on the line every day to serve us, the American people. Thank you, and God bless you all. Good night now.